The new 96.1 Feel Good Mornings. I'm Dave Feel. Spring is here in Western New York. That means baseball. And baseball means the Buffalo Bisons getting ready for opening weekend. The Bisons will actually have first pitch tomorrow, 2:05. So it is opening day. To talk all about what's happening this weekend and for the season, joining me right now is the assistant general manager of the Buffalo Bisons, Brad Bisbing. And Brad, what can people expect for opening weekend, opening day tomorrow? Because I know you have a special guest throwing out that first pitch tomorrow.
Yeah, Brandon Bean, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, has the honors of getting the season going in Buffalo with the opening day first pitch, and it completes the trifecta for us. We had Coach McDermott a few years back to throw a first pitch for a Bison game, and Josh Allen threw a first pitch when the Blue Jays were in town. So we've been trying to get to Brandon to join in the fun, and we're excited to have him to get the season going tomorrow at 2:05.
Is it kind of unusual to have a daytime to kick off the season, or is that something you want to do because the kids are going to be off tomorrow for Good Friday?
Sorry, I'm an old school guy. It's just opening day sounds right. Sunshine, get to the park during the day. You know, we're looking forward to 2:05. To be one of the first games in minor league baseball that gets going because we're playing during the day.
So what can people expect for opening weekend and through the season? Because I know you guys always do really cool special days, special events. I know Star Wars night's a big night for you guys. So what can people expect with the Bisons this year?
Well, right off the bat, you mentioned the kids being off for school, and you know we wanted to have some fun with that. With opening day, 2:05, we have a magnetic schedule and an ice scraper giveaway, having a little fun with opening up on March 29th, which is actually our earliest opener in the 140-year history of Bisons baseball, but get it going there. But then you mentioned this weekend with 105 games, Saturday and Sunday, we call them Kids Cheer Free Games. The kids are off from school. So if you go to the Salem Field box office, either one of those days, mom and dad buy a ticket, the kids can get a free ticket, 14 and under, free ticket to either one of those games with an adult ticket purchase. We'll have Easter egg hunts, mascot meet and greets. The kids can run the bases on Sunday. And we're just looking forward to having a lot of fun, obviously, all year. The Star Wars night on May 25th. We got Bingo and Bluey coming into town on July for the kids. Fireworks every Fridays. Of course, the July 3rd celebration with the BPO. And then, you know, hockey night in September and Bandits night, lacrosse night in June. We get home for both Mother's and Father's Day this year.
Oh, wow.
Which is a nice little twist to the schedule that we thoroughly enjoy because those are two great days to come to the ballpark. We got Princess Day. We got giveaways up and down the promo calendar. So we're going to have a lot of fun this year.
Again, speaking with Brad Bisbing, he's the assistant general manager of the Buffalo Bisons, getting ready for opening day tomorrow, 2:05, first pitch, opening weekend. Brad, before I let you go, anything else you want people in Western New York to know about for the Bisons?
Well, just get to Bisons.com. Check out that whole promotional schedule. We got some great ticket packs that can save you a lot of money as you plan to the ballpark. And also take a look at our non-game day event as well. Even when the Bisons are on the road, we're going to have a lot of fun. We have a great event with Topps and NASA scientists for the eclipse on April 8th. We got the Micah High charity softball game coming back in May and the Savannah Bananas coming to Buffalo in July. So not just when the Bisons are home, lots going on at the ballpark this year. And, you know, we hope to see everybody from Western New York at the park.
Looking forward to opening day tomorrow with the Buffalo Bisons at home against Scranton Wilkes-Barre opening weekend. Brad, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. And we'll see you at the park this summer.